Hi, my name's Katie, the one who didn't hear my name. That's right. I should be a better listener as a teacher and a theater director and an actor and a storyteller myself. I should be a better listener, but sometimes I'm just not. My name's Katie. I've lived in Baltimore for about a year and a half. And I keep thinking about like how lucky I am to be alive and be grateful, and I've been working really hard on that in the last few months in particular. And then I got a Snapchat the other day from one of my closest friends, and we've been playing phone tag back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, trying to figure out when we can actually talk because she has something to tell me. But I think it's like, oh, they finally bought a house, she wants me to pick out a dress for their wedding. So I'm at work, and I'm a server bartender, and it was the end of the shift, and I decide to wait to open the Snapchat for whatever reason. And I'm walking home. I live like 3 blocks from my restaurant, and I open up the Snapchat thinking, oh, I've had a really long day. I can't wait to see what my Lenny has sent me. Like, it's going to be something happy. And I open it up, and it's her cat, and it's gnawing at her belly. And she said, Charles is saying hi to Evelyn. And I was like, oh, my God, Lenny's pregnant. This is Lenny's way of telling me she's pregnant. And I had an immediate anxiety attack, this huge panic attack. I was so happy that Lenny was going to be a mom, finally, and I was going to be an aunt again. But I couldn't breathe. Because like most 37-year-olds, when you get your period, you're like, woohoo, you're sexually active and you're single, you're like, woohoo, I got my period. Yay, no baby, hooray. Not me. When Lenny told me she was pregnant, it reminded me of the day before that I had gotten my period. And so while Lynn was getting to be a mom, I'm not. Thank you.